Welcome to Maths Mastery, your GCSE revision podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most mark-rich topics on the entire paper, geometry and measures. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher, this topic comes up every single year, and the good news is that with the right knowledge and technique, these marks are very much within your reach. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Today's episode runs for about 10 minutes. We'll cover the core concepts you absolutely must know, then move into exam tips and the mistakes that cost students marks every year, followed by a quickfire recall quiz, and we'll finish with a summary you can use as a checklist before your exam. Let's go. Let's start with angles. Angles are the foundation of everything in geometry, and examiners love testing them because they require you to both recall facts and apply reasoning. The rules you must know cold are these. Angles on a straight line add up to 180 degrees. Angles around a point add up to 360 degrees. Vertically opposite angles are equal. Those are the angles formed when two straight lines cross each other. And when you have two parallel lines cut by a transversal, that's just a line crossing both of them, you get three special pairs. Alternate angles, which are equal and form a Z shape, corresponding angles, which are equal and form an F shape, and co-interior angles, which add up to 180 degrees and form a C shape. Examiners will always ask you to give a reason for your answer in these questions, so you must write the geometric fact, not just the number. Now let's talk about polygons. The interior angle sum of any polygon can be found using the formula sum equals 180 times the quantity n minus 2, where n is the number of sides. So a triangle has 180 degrees, a quadrilateral has 360 degrees, a pentagon has 540 degrees, and a hexagon has 720 degrees. For a regular polygon, every interior angle is the same, so you just divide the total by the number of sides. And here's a neat fact. The exterior angles of any polygon always add up to 360 degrees. That's a higher tier favorite. Examiners love asking you to find the number of sides of a regular polygon given one exterior angle. Moving on to area and perimeter. The formulas you must have memorized, and I mean truly memorized, not just vaguely remember, are rectangle, area equals length times width, triangle, area equals half base times height, parallelogram, area equals base times height, and trapezium area equals half times the sum of the parallel sides times the height. That trapezium formula is the one that trips people up most often. Write it out 10 times tonight if you need to. For circles, the circumference is pi times diameter, or equivalently 2 pi r. The area is pi r squared. And for sectors, that's a slice of a circle, both the arc length and the sector area are just fractions of the full circle. The fraction is the angle divided by 360. So arc length equals angle over 360 times pi times diameter, and sector area equals angle over 360 times pi r squared. Now, Pythagoras' theorem. This is one of the most tested topics at GCSE. In any right-angled triangle, a squared plus b squared equals c squared, where c is the hypotenuse, the longest side, always opposite the right angle. If you're finding the hypotenuse, you add the squares and square root. If you're finding a shorter side, you subtract. The mistake candidates make most often is forgetting to square root at the end. Always, always square root. Trigonometry builds on Pythagoras. For right-angled triangles, you use SOH, CAH, TOA. Sine equals opposite over hypotenuse. Cosine equals adjacent over hypotenuse. Tangent equals opposite over adjacent. Label your triangle first. Identify which side is opposite the angle you're working with, which is adjacent, and which is the hypotenuse. And then choose the correct ratio. To find a missing angle, you use the inverse function. Sine inverse, cos inverse, or tan inverse on your calculator. For higher tier, you also need the sine rule and cosine rule for non-right-angled triangles. The sine rule states, A over sin A equals B over sine B equals C over sine C. Use it when you have two angles and a side, or two sides and a non-included angle. The cosine rule states, A squared equals B squared plus C squared minus 2BC goes A. Use it when you have three sides, or two sides, and the included angle. Volume and surface area of 3D shapes is another huge area. The key volumes are cuboid equals length times width times height, Prism equals cross-sectional area times length. Cylinder equals pi r squared times h. Cone equals 1/3 pi r squared h sphere equals 4/3 pi r cubed. And pyramid equals 1/3 times base area times height. Surface area requires you to find the area of every face and add them up. For a cylinder, that's two circles plus a rectangle. The rectangle's width is the circumference of the circle. Finally, transformations. There are four: translation, rotation, reflection, and enlargement. For a translation, you describe it using a column vector. For a rotation, you give the center, the angle, and the direction, clockwise or anticlockwise. For a reflection, you give the equation of the mirror line. For an enlargement, you give the center of enlargement and the scale factor. On higher tier, you can also have negative scale factors and fractional scale factors. A fractional scale factor makes the shape smaller. It's still called an enlargement, even though the image is smaller. Right, let's talk about how to actually get the marks in the exam. First, always show you're working. In geometry, method marks are awarded even if your final answer is wrong. If you write down the correct formula and substitute correctly, but make an arithmetic error, you will still earn marks. If you just write an answer with no working and it's wrong, you get nothing. Second, give reasons and angle questions. When a question says, find angle X, giving reasons for your answer, you must state the geometric fact. Don't just write because of parallel lines. Write alternate angles are equal or co-interior angles sum to 180 degrees. Examiners are specifically instructed to award the mark only when the correct geometric reason is stated. Third, be careful with the radius versus diameter. This is the single most common error in circle questions. If a question gives you a diameter of 10 centimeters and you use 10 as the radius in your formula, you will get the wrong answer. Always check, is this the radius or the diameter? Fourth, in Pythagoras and trigonometry, always draw and label the triangle before you start calculating. This takes 30 seconds and prevents the most common errors. Fifth, when a question asks for an exact answer, leave it in terms of pi or as a third. Don't round it. If the question says give your answer in terms of pi, writing 78.5 instead of 25 pi will cost you the mark. Sixth, units matter. Area is always in square units, centimeters squared, meters squared. Volume is always in cubic units. If you forget the units on a question that specifically asks for them, you lose the mark. Now for the quickfire recall quiz. Cover up your notes and answer these out loud or in your head. One, what is the formula for the area of a trapezium? Half times the sum of the parallel sides times the height. Two, alternate angles on parallel lines are what? Equal. Three, in a right-angled triangle, which side is the hypotenuse? The longest side, opposite the right angle. Four, what does SOH stand for in SOHKHTOA? Sine equals opposite over hypotenuse. Five, what is the volume of a sphere? 4/3 pi r cubed. Six, what is the sum of exterior angles of any polygon? 360 degrees. Seven, if a sector has an angle of 90 degrees and a radius of 6 centimeters, what fraction of the full circle is it? 1/4, because 90 divided by 360 equals 1/4. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and review that section before your exam. Let's pull it all together. The five things you absolutely must take into your geometry exam are: one, know your angle rules and always give the geometric reason. Two, memorize every area and volume formula, especially the trapezium and sphere. Three, in Pythagoras, remember to square root at the end. Four, in circle questions, double check whether you've been given the radius or the diameter. Five, show all your working every time. Geometry and measures is a topic where preparation really pays off. The formulas are fixed, the rules are fixed, and with practice, you can walk into that exam knowing exactly what to do. That's it for today's episode of Maths Mastery. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you next time.